Tom King back here. We are at halftime as Appleton North is dominating the Los Angeles Lumberjacks by a score of 42-0. And the stats show that utter domination of this first half of football. Unofficially, Appleton North with 384 total yards, 267 on the ground, led by Ethan Danz with 138. He also scored two touchdowns. Dan Rothbauer, the starting quarterback, 89 yards rushing. He's got a couple of touchdowns on the ground. And also, so he's going to have more yards than that rushing. Forgot to put one of his runs down. He's got about 109 yards on the ground for Appleton North. And Rothbauer was also 4 out of 9 through the air for 117 yards passing and a touchdown pass. The Lumberjacks, not so much. Net yards, 16. That was one pass to Sean Wilson that picked up 16 yards. Rushing unofficially, the Lumberjacks have a net yardage of 0. Bryce Widmark struggling tonight with the passing game as well. Just 1 out of 10 for that 16 yards, the one completion to Sean Wilson. Lumberjacks will get the football to start the second half, so we'll take one more quick break and come back and get started. See if East can do anything against the Appleton North reserves in this second half of football. We'll do that next. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton North as we get set for the second half. Lumberjacks trailing 42-0, and I am reading a tweet that the first coaching change of the high school football season is going to be happening. Stevens Point Pacelli coach Steve Rajak has stepped down after two seasons at the helm. That's after tonight's loss. They lost to Wyoming at Fremont 34-26. Steve Rajak went 7-12 in his 2 years at the helm of Stevens Point Pacelli. That tweet from Scott Williams, Central Wisconsin Sports. All right, it will be East getting the football here to start the second half. So let's see what they can do, if anything, with the football. Just 16 net yards in that first half of football. All of that coming on one pass completion to Sean Wilson. Lumberjacks unofficially 0 net yards on the ground in that first half of football. Kick is away. It's a high end-over-end kick going to be fielded by Marquardt at about the 8-yard line. Brings it across the 10, the 15, cuts it back to the center of the field, and he's going to be knocked down hard at about the 24. And that's where the Lumberjacks will take over, first and 10 at their own 24-yard line. And it will be Bryce Widmark out at quarterback here to begin this second half for the Lumberjacks. Widmark comes to the line. Two receivers wide right. I backfield behind him. Sean Wilson will shift from the left to the right at the tight end spot. They're going to hand it off, and that's going nowhere. Four jerseys surround the ball carrier. No blockers there at all. And Brennan Becker had nowhere to go. Call it no gain out of the play. Second down at 10. How could there be four tacklers surrounding the running back and not a white jersey blocker in sight? Second down at 10. Two receivers wide right. Widmark drops back to pass. He throws across the middle, knocked down, almost intercepted. Cody Ruppel had the ball, hit his hands. He couldn't hang on to it. Third down and 10 for the Lumberjacks. We were mentioning before that we hadn't seen Tim Nass for a while. Apparently he did start the game. He was banged up, tried to go, played a little bit, but he can barely move, so he has not been in there. So it's left to Justison to carry the load. Sean Wilson at quarterback. They also are at wide receiver. They also have Patrick Reif in there at wide out now, split wide right. Widmark back to pass. He's got time. Looks, throws across the middle again. And short-hopped his intended receiver. There was a blue jersey closer than a white one on that pass. Bryce is really struggling to find the mark with his receivers here tonight. Fourth down, and East will have to punt it away. Widmark is just 1 out of 12 through the air tonight. Not the way he wanted to end his senior season, certainly. He'll be heading to the basketball court in a month or so. The punt's away. Fair catch is going to be called at about the 48, bobbled, and then grabs finally, falling forward, is Connor O'Lane. So Avila North will have it. They'll be marking it right near midfield. It will be running time in this second half of football with the big lead. Avila North will have it. It's Matt Twain at quarterback. He's the 6 foot junior. Came in for the last series of the first half. And he's operating out of the gun. Appleton North with their second team in there. Handoff, that's going nowhere. Sean Wilson with a nice tackle, spurring up on the running back. That's Keyshawn Henning, who carried. He had 32 first half yards. And call it no gain right there. Second down and 10, maybe 11. Maybe they gave him a loss of a yard on the play. Taking their time to line up. They're going to hand it off again. Tries to get the corner. He's wrapped up and dropped. Once again, Sean Wilson getting in on the tackle. He spent most of the season on offense, but is showing something on D here in this final game of the year. Also in on the stop was Xavier Warren for the Lumberjacks. Pick up of about 4 on that carry. And third down at about 6. Wilson playing his last football game in a Lumberjack uniform. They're going to keep it on the ground, and it's going to be short of the first down. Get it to about the 45. That's heading again. Pickup of maybe a yard. Call it third down, or make it fourth down and 5, and this will be the first time today that Avila North will have to punt the football, or at least they will line up to punt the football. Ball at the 46-yard line of the Lumberjacks. Marquardt's going to drop back near his 10-yard line. Avila North short a player. Now they get somebody out there. They're going to have to hurry to get this punt off here. Confusion now. They don't know where they want the extra guy to line up, and they take a timeout. Looks like they did take a timeout to sort this out. Timeout on the field, 6:45 to play third quarter, 42-0 Avila North. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. East Football is also brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. We'll be off now with East broadcasts for about a month before the basketball and hockey seasons get underway in late November. No playoffs for the Lumberjacks this year. They did make the playoffs last year, but it's been a long, tough year for East this time around. Here's the punt aimed toward the sidelines. Takes a nice bounce for Avila North, and it's going to be down at the 1 yard line, but he slides into the end zone. Slides inside the pylon, that's going to be a touchback. They had a chance to down that on about the 1 yard line, but the guy who was down there dove for it and then slid into the end zone. So East will get the ball on the 20 yard line. That might have been a disaster if they would have had to run plays from the 1. But it will be East football, the first stop of the night, forcing Avila North to punt it away. Lumberjacks come to the line. Widmark under center, eye backfield behind him. Quick drop. There's a slant. It's complete. Justison makes the catch out across the 30 to maybe the 31. First down on the completed pass from Widmark to Justice. And I'll tell you what, and you might have heard me as a broken record, that pass has been there all year, and I don't think they've used it enough. First and 10, Lumberjacks. Justice in motion. They try to pitch to Marquardt. They're trying the right side. He gets the corner down the sideline, dragged down across the 40. I think they're going to mark it at about the 41, shy of the first down. So you can see what happens when even the playing field a little bit, and Lumberjacks start going against the Avila North reserves. They start to move the football a little bit. 9 yards on the pickup for Tony Marquardt, second down and 1. Justice in motion again, inside, handoff, first down and more. Becker into the secondary, breaking through. He's on his way. One man to beat inside the 20. He's going to get to the end zone. Touchdown, no flags. East is on the board, Brennan Becker breaking it for 60 yards and a touchdown for the Lumberjacks. East gets something positive to cheer about here tonight for the first time. Brennan Becker broke through got into the secondary, and then he had one man to beat. The defender almost caught him at about the 5-yard line, but he was able to get it into the end zone for the touchdown. And it's 42-6. Whitmark will attempt the extra point. There's the kick. It is up, and it is good. 42-7. Appleton North with the lead. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here in Appleton North. So the Lumberjacks able to give their fans over on the far side who are bundled up against the cold weather something to move about and cheer about here as Brennan Becker breaks off a 60-yard touchdown run to cut the deficit down to 42-7. So these defense got to stop and then able to put together three positive plays in a row. Slant pass to Justison. And a 9-yard run by Tony Marquardt, setting up that long run by Brennan Becker. So Whitmark will kick off here. East football brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. Whitmark will kick it away. It's a short one, high end over end, going to be fielded at about the 15-yard line, out across the 20. The 25, breaking through, and then maybe running into his own man, and then got knocked down by a couple of Lumberjacks near the 30-yard line. On the return for Appleton North, Keyshawn Henning. He's been the running back who's been in there for the last couple of possessions, and it looks like he'll stay in there. Quarterback is still the backup. That's Matt Tway. Henning is the back behind Tway, operating out of the pistol. Bobble snap. He's going to have to keep it. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped. Virtually no game. The ball came out, I think. Or did they rule him down? But he's able to get it back. And they're going to mark it at about the 31-yard line. Call it a pickup of one on the play. Second down and 9. This time he's going to keep it away again. Try to get it on the corner. But once again, Sean Wilson blew that up. And is able to bring down The quarterback on the run, holding call, though, against Appleton North. So let's see what East wants to do. Probably decline that, or are they going to back him up? Sean Wilson, once again, blew that play up. They're going to mark it off, or are they going to decline it? They're going to take the penalty here. So instead of a 3rd and 10, it's going to be 2nd, and they mark it at the 19. 2nd and very long. 2nd and about 20. Back to pass. They throw, it's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it to Cole Erickson near the sideline. Incomplete. And it will be 3rd down and 20. Clock continues to run. Running clock here in the second half with the 35-point lead. 2:21 to play, 3rd quarter. They're going to hand it off to Henning this time. Trying the left corner, trying to get it around. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped. Getting it to about the 24-yard line. Jesse Drake makes this stop for the Lumberjacks. Also in on the tackle was Levi Trenin. 4th down and a punting situation for Appleton North. Tony Marquardt standing just inside East territory at about the 47-yard line. Now he'll back up a little bit. He's coming full board to try to block this. He's able to get it away. It's a nice, high, booming punt toward the sidelines. Goes out of bounds. Let's see where they mark it. Actually, not as long as you might think. As it went out of bounds, they're going to mark it at about the 41, 42-yard line of Appleton North. So East has great field position here as they will take over the football in Lightning territory. Clock moves down under a minute to play in the 3rd quarter. Widmark brings East to the line. Receivers left and right, high backfield. Drops back to pass. He's got time. Now he's flushed out. Still has time. Throws it out to Becker. It's complete. Becker tries to cut back, and he's dropped. He had to slow down as he tried to cut back and only picked up about 7 yards on that pass and catch. And it'll be 2nd down and 3. They might be able to get one more play away here in the 3rd quarter. Widmark pitch to Marco on trying the right side. That gets blown up, and he is going to be wrapped up and dropped for a big loss back near the 40-yard line. 41 maybe is where they'll mark it. They're going to mark it at the 40. That's the final play of the third quarter. They tried to pitch, but there was nowhere for Marquardt to go. And he's going to lose yardage on the play. And it will be the end of the third quarter. Abilene North still in command, but East is on the board. It's 42-7. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Abilene North, Paul Engen Field. The Lightning of Abilene North preparing for their playoff appearance next week. We'll get the pairings on Monday or over the weekend. No playoffs for the Lumberjacks this year. They will move on into the offseason. Most of these players will play other sports, whether it be basketball, hockey, baseball in the spring. Whitmark going to hand it off to Marquardt, and once again, he's going nowhere. Maybe got past the line of scrimmage. And that will bring a fourth down and a punting situation for the Lumberjacks. Fourth and 10. There are some athletes in the fall season doing well for the Lumberjacks. The girls' swim team continues to roll on. The volleyball team, Wisconsin Valley Conference champs. And East has a number of athletes down at the State Girls Tennis Tournament today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Widmark with the punt. A wobbler. And it goes out of bounds. Let's see where they'll mark it. Inside the 20, it appears. At about the 19-yard line is where Abilene North will take over. So it will be first and 10, Abilene North, from their own 19-yard line. Looks like it will be another new quarterback. This one is Nick Cochran, a sophomore. 6'2", 175-pounder will run the team here, at least on this possession. He's going to hand it off. Big hole, breaking into the secondary, cutting it back out to the 35-yard line. And on the carry was Evan Bowman. And he picked up 15 yards on the carry. First and 10, Abilene North from their own 35. Cochran hands it off, and that play got blown up in the backfield. A host of white jerseys in there to surround the running back. Bo Babich going nowhere. Loss all the way back to the 29-yard line. Loss of about 6. Second down and 16. Running clock continues to move. 9:32 to play. Wide receivers left and right, but I would be shocked if they want to throw the football. They're going to hand it off again. And this time the quarterback keeps it. Good fake. Cochran gets it to the 35 where he's wrapped up and dropped. Nice open field tackle by Brennan Becker right there. He got about 6 back and plus 1, so call it a pickup of 7. Now a snap's on the ground. It's loose. Cochran falls, but it's still loose. Who got it? They're going to unpile it here and see. He says they have the football, and they do. Lumberjacks will get it. It looked like Cochran was going to be able to fall on it, but Sean Wilson stuck his head in there and fell on the football. Sean Wilson, I'll tell you what, has played pretty well defensively tonight for the Lumberjacks, considering he spent most of the season either hurt or on offense. He's playing pretty good at that defensive end spot tonight. First down and 10 for the Lumberjacks at the 29 of Abilene North. Justison is wide right, Trey Hess wide left. Widmark under center. Wants to throw, straight drop. He's got time. Throws it down the field. He had a man. It's incomplete. Justison tried to catch it. The ball was underthrown, and he tried to reach over the defender. If Widmark gets more air under that, it's a touchdown. Justison had a couple of steps on his defender and had to wait for the football. Underthrown ball, and it's incomplete. Second down and 10 for the Lumberjacks. Widmark just 3 of 15 through the air so far tonight. They come to the line. Hess and Justison both wide right. Widmark under center. Wilson the tight end to the left. They're going to hand it off to Marquardt. Now he cuts it back. There's nowhere to go. He trying to get it around the corner. There was nothing there, so he tried to cut it back, and he gets swarmed under back and around the 35-yard line, depending on where they mark his forward progress. They're going to mark it at the 33, so that is a loss of about 4 on the carry by Marquardt. Third down and about 14 now for Easton. Lumberjack football brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Widmark hands it off inside to Becker, picking his way through, fighting now for more yardage, getting it down inside the 30 to about the 27. Picked up maybe 7 or 8 on the carry, but it's going to be well short of the first down. He might as well go for it here. It's fourth down and about 7. And they will go for it here. High backfield behind Widmark. Got to believe he'll throw it. Straight drop. He's got time. Throws it out. He's got a man. It's Justison caught inside the 15. Tackled down inside the 10 and about the 8. First down, Lumberjacks. And that is going to be pickup of about 16 on the pass and catch to Justison. And it's first and goal, Lumberjacks. Ball marked at the 9-yard line. So they pick up a 4th and 7. They pick up 16. Widmark. Inside handoff to Becker. Now he bounces it outside, cuts it back. He's got positive yardage down near the 5 before he's wrapped up and dropped. Nice cut that time by Becker. Picked up a couple extra yards, got it down to the 5. It's second down and goal from there. Pickup of about 4 on the carry for Brennan Becker. He's got 71 yards here in the second half. 60 coming on that long touchdown run. Inside handoff again, down near the 1. Becker takes it down near the 1, and it will be third down. Actually, they're going to mark him down. Well, they're marking the football. Actually, it's going to be marked at the 4, so it's only a pickup of about a yard. Third down and goal from the 4. Justice in wide right, Trey Hess out wide to the left. Widmark, they throw a quick slant to Justice and touchdown Lumberjacks. On that quick little slant pattern to Jake Justison, and the Lumberjacks score their second touchdown of the night. On a 4-yard touchdown pass from Bryce Widmark to Jake Justison. 4:23 to play here in the game, 42-13. Justison will hold. Kick is up on the extra point, and the kick is good. 42-14, back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Appleton North. Only 4:23 remaining in a running clock second half. Lumberjacks have scored twice here. It's 42-14. Appleton North with the lead. East football brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lumberjacks will kick off. Widmark will kick from his 40. Widmark waiting for the signal from the official. Now he'll put the boot to it. It's an onside kick, and it's going to be a penalty flag. Some of the East players got in front of the football before the kick was made, so it will be illegal procedure against the Lumberjacks. The ball didn't go 10 yards as well, so they'll try it again. They'll mark it back, though, to the 35-yard line, and Widmark will have to kick it from there. 42-14. All 42 Appleton North points scored in the first half, and then they gave the starters the rest of the night off. It's a little pooch kick over the top. It's going to bounce and then go out of bounds at about the 37-yard line of Appleton North. Tried to pooch it over the top and have one of the Lumberjacks run down there and recover it, but didn't work. Went out of bounds, so the Lightning will have the football here with 4:07 to play. So at least unless East can get a stop here, they should be able to run the clock out with the running time. Clock starts again here. Quarterback is again Matt Tway back in the game to run these final minutes for the Lightning. He was their second quarterback that came in earlier. Running back behind him is Evan Bowman. And he's going to get the football and break into the secondary. Break another tackle, still on his feet. Down inside the 45 of the Lumberjacks. Ball came up, but they're going to say he was down. Lumberjacks have the football. With it is Ian Corbett, but they're going to say he was down before that happened. Pickup of about 18 or so for Bowman. They're going to keep it up. Now Tway keeps it around the corner. Nobody home for the Lumberjacks. Tway cuts it back, and then he's dropped. Good open field tackle for the Lumberjacks by Adam Lennar. Pickup down inside the 35 to about the 32. Pickup of about 12 for Tway. Whoever had containment on that side for the Lumberjacks crashed down on the running back on the fake, and there was nobody on the corner to stop Tway from getting there. This time inside handoff, Bowman spinning away, and still breaking tackles, then drops it about the 20. Racing to finally catch up and wrap him up and drop him was Jesse Drake. But not before he picks up first down yardage down near this 20-yard line. Pickup of about 13. Lumberjacks are going to call a timeout here. 2:13 to play. It's 42-14 Abilene North. The East will try to make one more defensive stand here and keep Abilene North out of the end zone in this second half of football. We'll keep it right here. East football brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And also by DeBorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. 42-14. Appleton North putting 42 points on the board in the first half. This game was over early. Lumberjacks shorthanded, overmatched, and gave up a lot of points early in this game. Their only score came in the third quarter when Brendan Becker broke through for a 60-yard touchdown run. Actually, two scores now. The second score, of course, just happened. That was the pass from Widmark to Justice. Now a hard count is going to draw East offside for about the fourth time tonight. Ball marked down to the 15-yard line now, where it will be first and five for Appleton North. They're going to hand it off inside again. And the running back wrapped up and dropped. Bo Babich on the carry. Levi Trinan made the stop. Pickup of maybe a yard. Second down and about four for Appleton North. Inside handoff again. Breaking into the secondary. Saving a touchdown on the tackle was Bryce Troyer. As he grabbed Bowman and knocked him down at about the 5-yard line. Set up for a first down. And it's first and goal. Appleton North at the 5-yard line, down to a minute 10 to play. The reserves trying to punch one in here. East is going to take another timeout. And we'll take one as well. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton North, where the Appleton North backups are trying to punch in a late touchdown here. First and goal from the 5. Play action, they're going to throw for this one. It's caught, now dropped, incomplete. A sliding catch attempt at about the 3-yard line by Derek Schultz, but couldn't hang on. That play wasn't getting into the end zone as the ball was down near the feet of Schultz as he tried to make the diving catch. Clock continues to move, 46 seconds remaining. One receiver left, two receivers right, Tway out of the pistol. He wants to throw again into the end zone, well over the head of his intended receiver on the slant. He was trying to get it to Spencer Christensen, but it was incomplete over the head of his intended receiver. Third down now, and they might have time for one more play as the clock continues to move. They're going to hurry to the line. 14 seconds remaining. They're going to play action. Now they're going to hand it off, and keeping him out of the end zone, tackling him near the 6-yard line. You know, the stop for the Lumberjacks on that final play was Sean Wilson and a couple of others, and that's going to do it. The clock runs out, and the Appleton North Lightning will head to the playoffs with a very solid victory. Their starters looked very good here tonight. East couldn't do anything with them. And they put up 42 first half points, and they win it here by a score of 42-14. We'll come back and take a quick look at the stats and wrap things up for the Lumberjack 2013 football season. We'll be back after this on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here in Appleton North, where the Appleton North Lightning defeat the Wausau East Lumberjacks tonight by a score of 42-14. Take a look at the scoring first of all. It didn't take long for Appleton North to get on the board. Five plays, a 13-yard run by Ethan Danz, and the extra point made it 7-0 at the 10:33 mark on the first possession of the game. They scored quickly again, a 9-yard pass from the quarterback, Dan Rothbauer, to Chase Krule, and it was 14-0 with the extra point. Another first quarter touchdown at the 142 mark, a 10-yard run by the quarterback Rothbauer. He added a 20-yard run in the second quarter, making the score 28-0. Ethan Danz got his second touchdown of the game in the second quarter. The extra point made it 35-0. And then near the end of the first half, Rothbauer to Rolian, a 49-yard touchdown pass. And the score was 42-0 with the extra point. Lumberjacks, or the Lightning, pulled their starters at that point, and the reserves came in, and they were unable to get any more points on the board for Appleton North. East scored both of their touchdowns in the second half. Brennan Becker broke off a 60-yard run in the third quarter, and East also scored on a 4-yard pass from Widmar to Jake Justison. 42-14 was the final. Stat-wise, the yardage was all heavily in favor of Appleton North. 451 unofficial total yards, 334 yards rushing, 117 yards passing. Ethan Danz had 138 yards in the first half. Rothbauer added 109 on the ground for North. Evan Bowman, 47 yards in the second half. Keyshawn Henning also put together 61 yards rushing for Appleton North. Passing, Rothbauer was 4 out of 9 through the air for 117 yards. The backup quarterbacks did not complete a pass for North in the second half. Receiving, Connor O'Lane with the 49-yard touchdown pass. He had a couple of catches for 56 yards, and he was the main receiver for Appleton North. Lumberjacks, 66 yards rushing net, 53 yards passing net for 119 total yards. Brennan Becker led the way with 60 yards net on the ground with that long run. That's not right. Let me just recalculate that quickly here. He had 80 yards on the ground, 80 yards total for Becker on the ground unofficially. And as far as the passing goes, Widmark, not a good night for Bryce throwing the football. He was 5 out of 17 unofficially. 3 catches for Justison for 30 yards. Becker had 1 catch for 7. Sean Wilson had 1 catch for 16 yards for the Lumberjacks. So that's going to wrap things up for the season for Wausau East as far as football goes. And a number of seniors finishing up their careers here. They were really an injured crew here tonight. A lot of guys could not play. Some suited up and tried, but a lot of starters were missing this game tonight. And it showed in that first half of football. But seniors finishing their career for East tonight include Eric Daniel, Ben Feck, Trey Hess, Jake Justison, Cameron Gritzmacher, who finished the season with a broken collarbone after having a very good beginning of the year. Bryce Troyer came back from injury to finish up playing his final couple of games. Adam Lennar, Bryce Widmark, his final game as the quarterback. Tony Marquardt finished up his senior season. Nick Bollinger was out hurt. Lewis Nass, Ian Corbett, Aiden Schein missed the game with an injury. Eric Stein, Austin Cummings, and Sean Wilson, who had a good final football game of his career, playing mostly on defense tonight. Actually, he played both ways tonight, but did very well on defense for the Lumberjacks. A lot of juniors and some sophomores got a lot of time this year for East, especially on the defensive side of the ball, so you've got to think that bodes well for next season as the Lumberjacks head off now to the offseason. A number of these players, you'll be hearing their names again when we cover basketball and hockey starting in about a month. We want to thank all of our sponsors who are with us throughout the East football season, and they'll be joining us for basketball, hockey, and baseball as well as we go through the school year. We want to thank Spencer, our engineer tonight. And, of course, thank you for listening. We couldn't do it without you. It was a tough year for Scott Mallion in his first year at the helm of the Lumberjacks, and you've got to believe that he can look forward and things will look up as he gets an off-season now to work with this team and really get an off-season program put into place, and we'll see what he can put together for next year. But a very tough season for this Lumberjack squad with the loss. East drops to 1-6 in the conference, 1-8 overall with the win. Appleton North goes to 6-1 in the conference and 8-1 overall, and now they await the pairings by the WIAA to see who they will play in the first round of the playoffs next week. That's going to wrap things up here tonight from Appleton North, and once again, your final score, the Appleton North Lightning 42 and the Wausau East Lumberjacks 14. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Wausau East Lumberjack football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.